Okay, today is Daf Tzamaches, Tzadiches. We're on Daf Tzadiches. 4 lines from the top. Today, we are going to learn about indirect damage. And Rabbah is going to have, I believe, 4 cases, at least 4. And then we're going to go to more indirect damage. Here we go. Case number 1. Amar Rabbah. Hazorik matbeah shel chaver liyam agadol, potter. If I take your coin and I throw it into the Amagadol, I'm potter. Says Rashi, potter. It's right across where the Gemara is. Kedimifarish va'azel, like the Gemara is going to explain in a minute, why am I potter? I'm a thief. If I take your money and I throw it to the Am, why am I potter? So Rashi, the Gemara is going to explain, d'lo shakli biyadeh, not that I took money from your pocket and I threw it into the river. No. Ela da'aduye, I was pushed you, or I was touching you, whatever, and somehow the money fell into the river. I didn't do it actively. Right? Shahaisa biyad bailim, it was in your hand. Viko, when I hit you. Viko zetachas yado, I hit you. Vinitzal yam, and the money fell into the ocean. Hoel vitzalulin hain, since the river is clear, vikachazile, you could see the coin. At the bottom of the ocean, you could see it. Tosfos says clear doesn't mean that you could see it. It means you could get it. Even if you can't see it, but you could get it. How are you going to get it? You have to hire some deep sea diver. That's indirect damage. I made you go hire some deep sea diver. That's indirect damage, and you're potter. Right? The kachazel of Amale Hamanach Kamach, it's right here. It's not voodoo, it's not lost. It's not lost, it's right here. Ah, the Mishum the boy, Lamesav, Zuze, Labar Amoroi. You have to hire somebody to go get it. You can't go get it yourself. Right? Lemesha, to go swim down, Ulamishkale, that's Gramahu. That's just the Gramah, Shigorim Lafsido also, Schar, Figrama, Benazikin, Potter.
That was Rashi Madaik
from the Rashi Damadaik, the Gemara is gonna say it. Now
why is it
in
Hezek?
What?
Why is it in Hezek?
What do you mean Hezek? If I take your thermos and I put it over there, is that Hezek?
I don't have to jump into
it. But what if you have to hire somebody to go get it? What if you have to hire somebody to go get it?
Then it'd be a hazard.
How did I have it? Didn't damage your thing. It's still right there.
It doesn't make any difference. You
so it's indirect.
To pay for it.
My time, why? Amar Hamana Kamach. It's right here. E-boy, you want it? E-boy Shakle, go get it. Vahani mi, that's only true, but to Lulin, if it's clear water. The Kachazile, Aval Achurin. But if it's dirty water, the Lo Kachazile, low. Then it would not apply. Fahani mili de uduye. It's also only true if it accidentally fell in. Accidentally fell. I didn't take your thermos and throw it in the river. I pushed you by mistake, whatever, and it fell in. Because aval shakla, if I took it biyadeh from your hand, migzal gazla, then I'm a gazlan. If I took your thermos, I put it up in a tree. I can't get it now. What do you mean? Go climb. I can't. I have to hire somebody to go get it now. That wouldn't apply if I did it b'mezid. Then I'm a thief. If by accident, it's not possible, it happened up a tree. By accident, it fell into the river. Now I tell you, listen, to go get it. But I can't go get it. I have to hire somebody. That's a grumma, right? Migzalzeli hasheva boyle method. If I did it on purpose, then I'm a thief. And then I have to pay. Well, that's such a crazy case.
If you did it by accident, who pays for the scuba diver?
What?
The owner.
The owner has to pay for the scuba diver. But that payment is a grumma. That's because you don't know how to swim. Right? That's a grumma, and you're not chayiv on grumma. This is the best of the cases. It's only going to get harder. Next. Oh, 1 second. Before we get to that, Masiv Rav has a kash on this. Because it says, Ein mechal et al mol she'en b'rishuso. You can't redeem Meiser Sheni money on money that's not in your rishus. So, Ketzad, Hayol amos b'kastara, if you have money in Kastara, whatever that is, oh, Bahar HaMelech, or in some other place. Oh, Shenafal Kiso Liam HaGadol, or if your wallet fell into the river, Ein Mechalin. 1 second, so Ein Mechalin, right? That,
You can't get to it.
Exactly, you can't get to it. So Amar Rabba, no. Shein L'Inyan Meiser. Meiser is different. De Be'inon Matzoi Biyadecha. But it has to be Mamash in your hand. For Rachmana Amar, for Tzarat HaKesef Biyadecha V'Leka. You don't have that. But that doesn't mean that you can't get it in terms for purposes of grava. Number two. Amar Rabba. Hashaf. In this case, I don't really understand so much. Hashaf matbeah shel chaveiro potter. If you scrape off the image of the whoever's on the coin, the king, you scrape that off, you're potter. For some reason, that's not considered the ikar coin. It's only the image, and for some reason you're potter. You didn't damage the coin itself. You only damaged indirectly the image, and for some reason you're potter. I don't fully understand what that means. Why you?
Because you don't know what kind of coin.
My time. One thing. My time. Why you potter? So the Gemara says because the law of and below me, he didn't do anything.
But you're not able to tell.
The hani mili dimachaya bekornsa vitarsha. That's only where you damage the image. Aval shifa bishufina. But if you actually heavily scrub away chesure chasre and you damage the coin itself, that then you're not potter. Then you're not potter and you're chayev for damaging the guy's coin. 100%. Right.
Yeah, I think the weight. I think the analogy nowadays is you pick up somebody's phone, you're playing with it, and somehow or other you get rid of all their apps.
Right.
You're potter. On the other hand, if you drop it and you break their, or you throw it down and you break the glass, then you're fine.
I hear. But you damage the coin itself. So if you did some, you ruined someone's...
The coin itself is not, nothing itself is the coin.
Right. So they had an extra...
So the face on top of the coin... All it did was tells you it belongs to this and this currency.
Right.
This and this country.
Right. So by you removing that image, you didn't touch the value of the coin.
Yeah.
You the value is still there. But what? Now we don't know which country it comes from. That's not considered damage. It's indirect damage. Okay, I'm not, you know, it's not a little hard to understand. Okay. Anyway, Masiv Rava.
Less, but not worth nothing.
Right. Rava has a kasha on this. Listen to this kasha. Hiko al eino v'simo, if you hit your Evan on his eye and you make him blind, al ozno on his ear, chersho, and you make him deaf. Now, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that if you make your Evan deaf, he goes free. Right? We know that 24 Rosh Eivarim. What about deaf? So the Mishnah, the Bryson here says, Rava's quoting, you make somebody deaf, you make the Evan deaf, he goes out free. Right? Evan yatzeh behem l'cheres, he goes out free. Kineged eino, but if it's next to the eye, the eino roe, and he can't see. Somehow. Kineged ozno, next to the ear, the eino shomea, eino evid yatzeh l'cheres, he doesn't go free. So what is this akasha with the coin? So Rashi says, in like two lines below where we are, al ozno v'chersho, alma, afagav delo chasre, he didn't do any damage to him. Kivon d'osa maisa begufo, but he did a maisa to his guf. Lav groma kachasha, that's not a groma. Ela mamish. That's mamish. V'hachanami, kivon d'machaye b'korin tzei, upaske, since you shaved off the image of the coin, v'al kacha chasro damim, maisehu, you did a maiseh, you should be chayev. It's a far-fetched comparison. So, rabba l'taymei, rabba's consistent, damar rabba, charsho l'aviv nerag. If you make your father deaf, you chayev misa. Why? The only time you can make your father deaf is if you give him a wound.
Right.
Kind of wound. Made him deaf. Because she'ef shar harisha below chabura. It's impossible to make somebody deaf without a wound.
But if you just startle him, you don't touch him.
Then he won't become deaf, according to the Gemara. The tufsa, not permanently, the tufsa durdama nafla be ba'unya. Because somehow blood comes out inside the ear. Blood comes out inside the ear, therefore what? Right? Therefore what? That's why the Evid goes free. But it's not Akasha on our case with the coin. The Tosfos has an interesting thing. In the Tosfos of Mosiv, the third line from the bottom, the Im Tomar, am I Evid Yatzeh Behem Lecheres? Why does the Evid go free? Haba'inan Mumin Shebegaloi. We need an exposed Mum. Dumya Deshein V'ayin. Like Shaded Ayin. Now is Shein exposed? Okay, it is. The Ube Charsho. How is making somebody deaf an outer wound? How is that?
That's why it's not written.
So v'yesh lomar, no, dehi de'ein nikerbo klum, kishu yashan o omeid, you won't recognize it if he's sleeping or standing, b'makom echad, v'shochek, if he's just standing around, mikol makom, kivin de'lefi min hago, misnaig v'holech niker hucherish. But you can tell when they're walking around. That's the exposure. Very interesting. Tosos. Guy's sleeping, you don't know if he's deaf or not. But if he's walking around, you can tell. You're right. The wound is not exposed. The body is. The whole body of the Eved is problematic when he's deaf. Right? Pshul Cheresh Mishum's Mum Shabagoli. The Odi Shlomar De Ain Sarach She Kilkul Begoloi Elisha Aver Sheishbo Kilkul Yibagoli. The Aver has to be exposed, and the ear is an exposed Aver. So even though the Mum is inside the ear.
That doesn't make any sense, because you can go with a blind example.
Right.
You make the guy blind, but you don't poke at his eye. Well,
right.
Let him stop staying and walking around. He'll know it.
Right. No, that's in the Torah.
I understand.
Right. I hear. Okay, so that was also a difficult case. Difficult case. Difficult kasha. The answer wasn't difficult. Okay, next. Number 3. Amar Rabba. Hatzorim ozen parasa shel chaveiro pater. If you damage the ear of a cow, you're putter. Not a carbon. Stop a guy's cow. You're putter. Why? What kind of damage is that? The damage is, now he can't be a carbon. So what? There's different than a carbon. A lot of animals can't be carbonos. A lot of animals have mums. What'd you do? What damage did you do already? My timer. Para kintikaima kaima. Dilo ofet velo midi. You didn't do anything.
What do you mean? You ruined the value.
What? How can you ruin the value? A nickel?
His ear.
Yeah. A big deal.
It cannot be a carbon. What do you mean he didn't ruin the ear?
Right? If he's already a carbon, that's a different story.
Right. You mean if it's hektish?
If it's hektish, that's a different story. Here, what I do, and maybe you can't make it hektish.
Right.
So I was really hoping to be... That's a grumma. So they have to make a different animal, not this one. That's a grumma.
Well, that's sold for a carbon. Nickel.
Yeah. Yeah, you never learned the Gemara about Kansa Dakana.
No, that's lip though. Wasn't that
a
lip?
So, lip, but the point is it's still a mum. Yeah. Right? The kulu shvarim lav lagab mizbeach kaimi. Not all animals can go on the mizbeach. So you made another one in the flock that can't go. That's a grumma. Right?
That's not an excuse. That's
what?
Is that a reason? Because they are that.
So.
It's even less than a grumma if you think about it. You take two animals, like they do it, everything else, bring it to the market. What's the value, the difference between the value between this animal and an animal that we want to bring for a carbon?
No, so that's
is
not...
Is it worth something?
No. That's what Tosfos says. The other Mefarshim say, after the Tircha now, after goes... I set aside that one.
No.
Now it's a Tircha, I have to go find another one. That Tircha, that cost...
the same thing.
That cost is a grum. What?
You didn't set aside this animal.
No, you were in your head, you were dreaming, I'm going to bring an animal over here. All good animals. Now you made one into a mum. I have a tircha to find another one. That tircha is a grumma.
But that has a value too.
What? But that's indirect, and therefore you're putter. Right? Masav Rava, 1 second. Ha'osa malacha b'mechatas. If you do malacha with mechatas, which is paraduma water, ube paras chatas, or with the paras chatas, which is the paraduma itself, putter medine adam, v'chayev medine shemayim. Right, Yechayev and Dinei Shemayim, right?
It's a tougher one because Paraduma, they've got a whole bunch of them around.
1 second. Malacha hu delo minkar, hezeka. That's malacha. Because malacha, if you can't take, you can't. I made the animal carry my load from there to there.
Right.
What? How did I reduce the Paraduma? You can't use it anymore,
right.
But that's considered a grumma. I didn't do anything to the animal. I understand, but I didn't do anything to the animal. It's a halachic psal. The paraduma has to be, you can't ever do work with it. It's a halachic psal. I didn't change the animal in any way. I didn't change it in any way. Therefore, it's hezek she'eino nikar. It's a grumma and your putter. So, but the diak is, malachu delo minkar. Hezekah, malachu delo minkar hezekah. Avol tzorim de minkar hezekah. Hachan amid de mechayim b'dinei adam. You should be chayiv. If I actually damaged it, it should be chayiv. So what do they have to give? They have to give the same thing over here. It was a paraduma, and I didn't make cottage yet, but I got a paraduma. I flocked. They're gonna pay me through the. I'm gonna become a rich man. Now what happened? You come along and you make a hole in the ear. You should be chayiv. Only malacha is not chayiv, because malacha is not nicker, but a damage should be chayiv. It's a kasha. So Amri, who adin dafilu tzorim putter. No, even if you damaged it, you'd be putter. Why? It's not a paraduma yet. Vaha kamashwan da filu malacha dlo minkar zeka chayev dinei shemayim. No, the chiddush was that even the malacha, which is nothing, dinei shemayim, you're going to be chayev for that. Why? You ruined the guy's fortune. But it's an indirect way. You hear this?
Yeah, but it's a hard concept.
It
$10 million versus $10,000.
But it's not. But it's only $10 million when the Bezdin, the Kahanim come knocking on your door. Till then, it's only potential.
So the potential is whatever potential got to be worth something.
Let's say you want to offer it. Could you do that?
Could you want to what?
Could you offer the paraduma?
Of course, you could offer it.
So you
didn't do that yet. You didn't do that yet. Of course, it wouldn't make a difference until they take it from you. It's only potential, and you're potter. I know it's a hard halacha.
Let's say they come and say they want this. It's going to be the.
So I don't know what stage. I don't know what stage it transfers.
It's the same if you tear the guy's lottery ticket. A winning lottery ticket.
Just about
to say that. They're
not you potter. Right. Same as those potentials. It didn't happen yet. If the lottery ticket won, then that ticket's worth $1 million. Before the ticket, it's only worth a dollar.
But you're saying if you take a rear stand and you and somebody else and you stick it in an envelope and mail the letter with it, you're potter.
Yeah. No, that could have value beforehand. If you have a rare coin, and I use it, I go by the newspaper with that rare coin, the coin's worth $1 million. No, it's not worth $1 million until the Kahanim take it. That's the point.
It's
unlike a rare stamp. That's not true.
It's a potential value.
Not true. A rare stamp, a rare coin, a collector will buy it right now. That's the same thing. It's the same thing in terms of the bottom line. That's why you're having a difficulty with it. I hear you. Next. Amar Rabba. This is the hardest one of all. Hasorev shtar roshal chaveiro. You burn someone else's shtar, potter. Now, if I burn this piece of paper right here, what damage did it cause you? Nothing. What's it worth? The shul calendar. What's it worth? This. It's mamish worthless. And what if this piece of paper said that he owes me $1 million, and you went ahead and burnt it? Could you say it's the same? Could you say it's the same piece of paper? The Gemara says yes. Yes, the Gemara says yes.
Same thing.
Hasorev shtoro shel chaveiro potter. The Amar le gaira niara kaloi minach. Your paper right here is burnt. Now,
the value of the paper.
I'll pay you for the nickel. Maskev lo rabbi bar chama behechidami. What's the case exactly? Mr. G alluded to it. Ede ikasadi diyada mayhavi b'shtara. If there are witnesses, what the shtar said. So write another one. Right? Lichtov lei shtar ma'aliyah. Write another one. V'i d'leka sahadi. And if you don't know what it said, so then anon manai did. How do you know what it says? How do you know what it says? So Amar Rabba, no. Tehei b'mamino. Everybody admits what it says. Even the guy who burned it admits what it says. Everybody admits that. Rashi says, second line, Baal ashtar l'sorif, kol ma'ashar b'shikachay y'kosif, bei afilo hachi potter. I mask him to everything you're saying it says. I'm not disputing a word. Still potter. Right? Amr of Dini Bar Chanina, Ha de Rabba Machlokes, Reb Shimon Ver Rabbanan Hi. That's a Machlokes. Why? Between Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. Reb Shimon de Amar, Dover Hagorim Lamamon, Kimamon Dami, Mechayev. According to Reb Shimon, something that Dover Hagorim Lamamon is Kimamon Dami. For example, let's say I have an animal and I makdish it for the Beis HaMikdash for a carbon. And while it's sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, you go ahead and kill it. So really it was the Beis HaMikdash, no?
Right.
But did it cause me a loss? It depends. If I promised to bring a carbon...
Right, that's how you said it.
That's how I said it. Right. So you didn't damage my stuff. Belong to the Beis HaMikdash now. But you caused me a loss.
Right.
Right? If that loss is real... So Reb Shimon says, Dover HaGorim L'mamon, it's something that caused me a loss, even though it didn't belong to me. Right? Kimamon Dami, it's like Mamon, I'm Chayef. L'Rabbanan, the Amar, Dover HaGorim L'mamon, Lav Kimamon Dami, Lo mechayev. So it's a machlokas. Laskavlo Rav Huna Bered de Rav Yoshua. 1 second. Eimar Dishmas Leilu Rav Shimon Davar Gomel Lamamon Kamamon Dami. When did Rav Shimon say that din? Bedavar Sheikuro Mamon. Something that in essence is valuable. Right? Like what? Like an animal. Right? Kid the Rabba. Like Rabba said. To Amar Rabba. Gazal Chometz Lefnei Pesach. If you steal chametz before Pesach, uba achar v'sarfa b'moed, and then you come along and burn it on chalamoid, putter, you're putter. Why you putter? Shakol matsuyin alav levaro, because everybody has to get rid of chametz. So, la'achar Pesach, what about after Pesach? Machlokes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. L'Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, d'amri davar hagorim l'mamon k'mamon dami chayev. L'Rabbanan d'amri davar hagorim l'mamon lav k'mamon dami, putter. By the way, the Shittim Mekubetz asks, Why did the Gemara have to bring this in, the case of the chametz? Why is it different than the case of the animal? Why do they have to bring another machlokas? The case of the animal proves we had a kasha. Shtar, what about burning someone a check? A check is a shtar. Right. A check or a shtar, you're burning someone shtar, right? So that's a machlokas between Shimon and if you destroy someone else's property, but it causes you damage. We'll bring in another case of chametz. It has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't add to the kasha. The sheet of the just leave that for tzarachian. Like, why do you have to bring this in? Anyway, but davish any kura mamon miyamrinan. If the thing has no ikur value, the piece of paper has no ikur value. It's only representative value. Even Rav Shimon would agree it's not chayiv.
Why are you chayiv on the chametz? It's worth nothing.
No, after Pesach. No, so that's only gzeir derabana. What? That the chametz after Pesach is not worth anything. What?
We're not know from it.
What?
By your matzah.
No, chametz shor olah Pesach is worth. Is
that's a din derabana.
Oh really?
Yeah. The rice said, "What kind of? Who made up that rule? Why is chametz after Pesach chaser? But your bay matzah doesn't apply today. It's not Pesach now.
I am saying, but.
But that's a din derabana, which not everyone holds from. Rav Shimon holds from it, by the way, right? So davish any kur mamon me I'm reading. Who said that? So look at Rashi now. Rashi says, the Rashi of Rav Shimon Chayev, Haish is sorful l'shalom l'gazlan bidmeyem the devar agarim l'mamonhu. This is something that caused a loss. By me burning the shtar, I caused you a loss. Right? Shim haya be'in, haya machzira gazlan l'bayal of a potter. If I stole the shtar, I just give the shtar back to you. But I didn't do that, I burnt it. Right? Ditnan le'el, gazal chameitz v'avar lov ha-pesach. If you steal chametz and after Pesach, Amalah Harishal Chal Vanecha. Here's your chametz. The Achshav She'ein Be'en Yachzer Damim LeBaylov. You don't have it. You have to pay. B'chametz of Pesach Hadam Rinan Hachim Mishum Ikuro Klomar Tchilaso Mamon Have it. But it was money. The Achshav now Afal Pi She'ein Oshav LeKlum. Now it's not worth a thing because Pesach is over. Gorim LeMamon Hu. It's Gorim Mam. It caused me a loss. It was Iker. It was in S. In essentially, that was worth money. Aval shtar me'olam lo havi gufo mamon. It was never money. It was never money. It just was represented a loan. That's not essentially money. Mi shemasle. Who said that? Who says that's have to pay? Carbon, yeah. Chameit, yeah. Like, why we need two cases? No answer. Chameit, yeah. Carbon, yeah. A check? Not the same thing at all. Nobody would hold that. Amar Meimar, Ameimar says, Man de doin, so that's the end of the story. Amar Meimar, Man de doin dina gemarmi, megabi be dami shtar me alya. If you hold of garmi, which, so chalak is what that is, Rashi says, many hold, it's the same thing as grama, which is another word for it. Fine tuned differences. But if you hold that, of course you have to pay. You have to pay for indirect damage. Uman de lo, doin dina garbami. If you don't hold from that, then migabile naira palma. You can just pay the cash, the value of the paper, which is 2 pennies, right? Listen to this Gemara. Have uvda, there was a story, the kafye rafim l'ravashi, rafim forced ravashi, the agibe ki kishur l'talma. Some kind of case where ravashi destroyed someone else's shtar, and he said, I don't have to pay, because I don't hold of grama, I don't hold of garmi, and rafim forced him to pay. What does Kishur Latalma mean?
The being used for images.
Like the being used for images, meaning real payment. Rashi says something staggering. Rashi says, Shesaraf Shtar Chaveiro Bialduso. He burned the shtar of his friend when he was a kid. Why did Rashi say that? He says, why would Ravashi burn someone's shtar when he's an adult? Why would Ravashi do that? He's Ravashi. He's going to burn someone's shtar? That must have been he was a kid. He didn't know what he was doing. Right?
I don't know.
Others say, what?
Yes.
Others say, the other Ozerua says, if Rashi's right, then when we said before that a child doesn't have to pay for the damage that he causes, but when he grows up, he does. So the Beferish or Rashi. When he grew up, Rafram said to him, what are you doing? Right? What are you doing? You have to pay now. Can't get away with it. So all these cases we spoke about where the baby does ruin the clothing in the clothing store, right?
It's an exception because he's Ravashi, maybe.
What?
He's forcing Rav Ashi to have to do it, and someone else he wouldn't.
So
you're telling me the kid breaks the window with his ball, he doesn't have to pay because he's a kid?
That for sure he doesn't have to pay. There's no question about that. The question is, does he have to pay now when he turns 13? According to Rashi, according to the others, absolutely. No. Absolutely has to pay. Rashi says black and white. Others don't learn this at all like Rashi, and they say like this. Rafram didn't force it. What happened was, Rav Ashi, a case came before Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi wanted a paskin that the guy's putter. And Rafram said, what are you talking about? He's putter. We don't hold like that. We don't just chayiv. That's Rav Ashi himself did it. Rav Ashi's not going to burn someone's star. Rav Ashi's not one of these mazikin. He had a case in front of him. You hear his words? He had a case in front of him. And Rafram said, you can't paskin like that. That's what was going on. Now you'll do so. How do you... Rav Ashi's difficult. Others say, it doesn't mean he was a 10-year-old. It means he was a 14-year-old kid. He was a youngster. So maybe he was a little mischievous. Could be. Then when he got older, he thought about it. You know, I was an adult. Maybe I should pay. Rafram said, yeah, you think you should pay. You have to pay 100%. So there's three different ways of going about this Gemara, right?
You made a note here that even though Rashi seems to imply that you wouldn't, everyone knows that you're not chayiv to pay. Most of the posts can hold you don't have to pay when you're an adult.
Most of the people you don't have to pay.
Right.
So why do you force them to pay?
What? Why do you force them to pay?
Yeah.
So he says over here, the Bach says that it's tikkun olam. It'd be a crazy world if kids could just damage willy-nilly and never recourse. As a kid, exactly. So when you get older, so you want to be paid, it's a nice thing. Right, go under the law. Right. Others say what? Rashi, difficult. If you say the word Yaldu, so when he was a kid. If you don't say that, it's not so hard. Then you can say either it was a case in front of him, right? It was a case in front of him, or what? What's the third pshat? He was younger. Doesn't mean he was a kid. He was younger, so he's still chayiv. And they said, Rav, so you think I'm chayiv? Yeah, I think you're chayiv. Because we hold, even if it's a grummy, you're chayiv.
So what happened to the parents? The parents have no chayivs to this.
What?
No respect.
He didn't, but like he didn't tell them. He didn't tell his parents and then broke a window and tell his parents.
Okay, but...
that's the last thing he wants to do.
Okay, but if...
Okay. Chameitz now the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said chameitz va'avro lava Pesach, chameitz and after Pesach, omer lo harei shalcha lefanecha. Here's your chameitz back, even though it's worthless. Man tana omrin isuri hana harei shalcha lefanecha. Who said that when it comes to isuri hana, which is what chameitz after Pesach is, you can just give it back? What's the guy going to do with it? Nothing. The point is, you don't have to pay, right? I'm giving it back. I stole this. I'm giving this back. Amar of Chista, Rabbi Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yaakov. Netanya, Shar Shehemis, if a shark kills, Ad Shalom Nigmardino, Machro. Before the Gmardin, it's a regular shar, Machro, Machor. It's a good sale. Rashi says, Lo Yisakel, Velo Yisakel. It'll never get skila. The Be'inon Misa Vahamada Badin, She Shavin Ke'echa. It has to be on the same person. Can prepare a shar, Janak Dalve. We learned that already. Higdesho Muktash. You bring it as a carbon, fantastic. Shachto Basamutter. You shachted the meat kosher. Chazru Lashomer Labailov Mukhzar. If it happened while Yaswala Shomer was watching it, Shomer can return the animal, Shomer's off the hook. Mishinig Mardino, what if this is Gmardin now? Now Machro Eina Machar. Now it's Asr Bahana. This is Gmardin. There's no appeal. This is Gmardin, it's Asr. Hektash Eina Muktash. It doesn't work. Shachto Basar Asr. The meat's not edible. Hechzira Shomer Labailov Eina Mukhzar. That's not returned. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, in other words, that doesn't get him off the hook.
Why?
I was a shomer. It doesn't work. So it doesn't work.
Okay.
Rabbi Yaakov Amar, af v'shedig madino, higzir shomer labaylov, mokzar, it's returned. My la baka miflugi, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Yaakov Savar, omer in bitzer rana, reishol chal fanecha. Even though it's asabana, here's the animal back. Rabbanan Savri, ain omer bitzer rana, reishol chal fanecha. You don't say that. So what do you see? It's a beferish machlokas between Rav Yaakov and the Rabbanan. Question is, why did Rav Yaakov only say that din by the shomer? Only by the shomer he said it. What about if I sell it? I shecht it? Only by the shomer he said it. Amali Rabalo, the Kuli Al Mamrina Yisur Hana Rachel Havanacha. Everybody would agree to that. Dim Kane, Niflugu Bachamit Pesach. Why don't they argue about Chametz? Why don't they argue about that? Why doesn't Yaakov say you can return the Chametz? He didn't. No one says that. It's an anonymous mishnah. No one argues. Why didn't he say that? If he holds you can return it, why didn't he say anything by Pesach? The answer is because he doesn't hold you can return it. There's a special reason why by the animal, by the shomer, can be returned. Ella Amar Rabba Hacha Begomrin Dino Shalshar Shalobafan of Kamiflagi. There's a whole other machlokes. If you could paskin against the shar and the shar is not here, where is it? I don't know. It's not here. The shar, you have to take the shar to court. A bal din, you have to bring to court. Is it the shar that has to go to court? Rav Abanan Savri in Gomrin Dino Shalshar Shalobafan of. Yes, has to be in court. The Amale.
For what purpose does pointed out? That's the shar that caused the damage.
Yes. The Amale, because if not, e asasin in nehile, having me'arakna leila agma, the guy will get rid of it. He'll bring it to the swamp. He'll run away with it. It's worth a few $1,000 a shor, no? It's not going to let it go die. That made a mistake, killed somebody. So what happens? Shor's going to die. I don't want it to die. I'll run away with it, right? Now the question is, what kind of time is that? You're not allowed to do that. So what the owner's saying is, I'll take it away, I'll run away with it. What's the issue here? We don't want this animal killing another person. Right. So I'll take it to the live boat on a desert island with the shark. I'll shecht it. It won't be, and then I'll have the food. It won't cause any damage anymore. I'll do that. Hashtod mimsre biad man delo matzil ashtuye dina bahadei. But now what happened? The shomer gave it to Besdin. Now the guy just lost his shor. Rabbi Yaakov Savar, Gomer Dina Shal Shor Shalom Bafanov. We don't need the shor. So the shomer can't cause any. The guy can say to the shomer, "Don't give it to Besdin. Give it to me. I'll run away with it. Won't make a difference." They'll do a gemar din without the shor. They'll track him down, right? The Amalei, my Ovid lay. What do you want from me? Sof Havi Gamiri lay Dina Shalom Bafanov. They're gonna do the gemar din without me. They'll track you down. I didn't cause you a loss. Now, Ashkechei Rav Chista L'Rabba Bar Shmuel Amalei Tanisa Midi B'Isuri Hana. Did you learn any vart about Isur Hana? Amalei In Yatina. I did learn. V'etzes V'heishe V'etzagzela. Ma Tamad Lama Asher Gazal. Why does it have to add Asher Gazal? It's obvious. Yachzer Ke'en She Gazal. You have to return it the way you stole it. Mikan Amru Gazal Matbea V'Nisal. If you stole a coin that got damaged, Peiros Verkivu, Peiros that rotted, Yayin V'Hichmitz, Yayin that got spoiled, Truma V'Nitmeis, Truma that got tummy, Chametz V'Avol of HaPesach, Behema V'Nevzis Ba'Veira, V'Shor Ad Shal Nigmar Dino, Omer Lo Harei Shal Achal Lefanecha. Here it is, give it back. Man Shmasa Da Omer Ad Shal Nigmar Dino in Mishnig Medina Lo. Who said that? It's the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Yaakov. Because according to Rabbi Yaakov, you can give it back. V'Katani, it says, Chametz V'Avol of HaPesach, here it is. According to Rav Chista, right? According to Rav Chista, that doesn't make any sense. So Rav Chista says, "Imishkachas luhu." If you bump into anybody, lo tame luhu v'lomidi. Don't tell him about this. I shouldn't look like I didn't know what I was saying. Right? Don't say anything that I said something wrong. Okay, next. Peres v'rakiv amal rachel chal fanecha. I have adnan peres v'rakiv u'mashalim kshasak zela. So which one is it? Amar of Papa, it depends. Kan, our Mishnah was talking about Shel Kivo Kulon, where the whole thing got routed away. Therefore, there's no Petur returning it, nothing to return. The Kan, but the Brisa was Shel Kivo Mitzasan, a little bit got damaged. Part, you could still return it, and then you could still therefore, it's a Hezek Sheino Nikur, and therefore, it's like Chomet Shavu Pesach, and you Potter. Okay. Next Mishnah. No saying l'umnin l'sakein. You give your shoes to the shoemaker to fix them. V'kilkalu, and he ruined them. Chayom l'shalim, he has to pay you. Right? Nasan l'cheresh sheva tevu migdal. You give to the craftsman some wood, the box, something to fix. V'kilkal, chayom l'shalim, he has to pay. Habanoi, shekibol of listor esakosel. You hire a guy to break the wall down. V'shibra avonim, and he broke the stones, or he's eaten, or he caused damage. Chayav l'shalim, he has to pay.
Zesos, being the customer.
No, not the customer, the worker.
The worker.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not
Potter. But if it's happened on the other side, I'm not potter for that. I'm potter for that. The worker's potter for that.
That's
grammar? Yes. But if it's because of my chopping away over here, it caused the wall to fall over there, then of course I'm chayev. This is easy gemara now. Amar of Asi, lo shanu elo shanasan lecheire shevetevu migdal lenaitz behen misamer. Benaitz behen misamer v'shibron. I told him to put in a nail, and he put in a nail, and he did it too hard or something, and he caused damage. I will not say lecheresh eats him, but if I give him wood, lasso shevetevu, make a box out of it. V'asa behen shevetevu migdal, he makes a box. Then v'shivron, then potter, then he's potter. My time, why? Umnen kona b'shevach kli. There's a rule, which we're going to flesh out later, that a Uman acquires the Shevach of the Kli. So really it was the Uman's. If he damages your Kli, he's Chayev. But really he damaged his own Kli. You gave him wood. You didn't give him a Kli. He made a Kli, then he broke it before he turned it to you. He's Potter. Tanan, we learned, Nosan le'umdin v'kilkolo chayav mishalim. He's Chayev to pay. My lav, diyav le'ates him. Doesn't that mean he gave him the wood? Lo, diyav shevetev migdal. You gave him a box, so that's why he's chayev. Now hold on a second. Habadikani seifa. It says in the seifa, shevetevu migdal. The seifa was a box. Michlal the reisha ate him. So the reisha must be ate him. Otherwise, it's the same case twice. I mean, no. Purusha kamafarish la. The commission is explaining itself. Keitzad. What's the case? Nasan laumnin lasake in vekilka lachayav mushalim. When is an uman? Will you give him something and he ruins it? Does he have to pay? What's the case? Kigon, shenasan lechere, shevetev migdal. You gave to the worker a box. That makes sense. Diktoni, hachinar mistarber, diketz diktoni. That makes sense. Ditzal gadaitach, reisha ates him. If the reisha ates him, so hashta, one second. Ashminon ates him chayavon l'shalim. To ates him, you have to pay. V'loam rinon, uman kon l'shavach kelim. We don't say uman kon l'shavach kelim, because there is no keli. It's just wood. Shevetev migdal, but a box. Mibaya? I need you to tell me this halacha. So the Gemara says it's obvious. So the Gemara says no. Imishem ha lo iria. If that's the only raya you have, that's not such a strong raya. Why? Because tani seifa legluye reisha. I could argue that the seifa was exposing and revealing the reisha. Lo taymar. Don't say reisha shevetev migdal. Reisha only a box. Avol etzim lo. But the etzim not tana seifa. Shevetev Migdal, the Sefer says a box, Mechal, the Reisha ate him, Mechal, the Reisha ate him, Fafilu Hachi, Chayev L'Shalim, and he still Chayev to pay. So I'm not 100% sure what the halacha is. Now we're going to flesh it out more tomorrow. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah.